From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Insurgents in Afghanistan's capital are attacking the heavily guarded area where the U.S. Embassy and other government buildings are located with a barrage of rockets and gunfire. NPR's Quill Lawrence is on a rooftop nearby. He says the attack began with a series of loud explosions.
They set off what sounded like three possibly suicide blasts before rushing to the building, and they're now raining down rocket-propelled grenades and automatic weapons fire across both the U.S. Embassy compound and the large compound which holds the International Stabilization Force here, the NATO headquarters here in the center of the diplomatic district in Kabul.
NPR's Quill Lawrence. The Taliban are claiming responsibility for the attack. At least four people have been wounded. President Obama says his job creation plan would be funded largely by higher taxes on wealthier Americans, including a limit on itemized tax deductions for families earning more than $250,000 a year. But that word prompted some pushback by congressional Republican leaders, including House Majority Leader Eric Cantor. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president will travel to a school in Ohio today as part of his effort to build public support for the job creation proposal.
The Fort Hayes Art and Academic High School in Columbus, Ohio, will be the president's stage today as he makes his argument for tens of billions of dollars in new federal spending on school improvements. That's part of the president's $447 billion proposal designed to shore up the sagging economy. In addition to school improvements, the plan includes $30 billion to prevent teacher layoffs, as well as tax breaks for workers and small businesses. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
The government releases this morning the latest readout on the number of Americans who are living below the poverty line or who do not have medical insurance. NPR's Pam Fessler says the report is expected to show a rise in those numbers.
Last year, the government reported that the poverty rate for 2009 was 14.3%, the most it had been in 15 years. The high unemployment rate was blamed for much of the increase, and even more people were out of work in 2010. One reason the poverty rate's expected to go up again. Children have been the hardest hit by the economic downturn. The government reported that one in five children was poor in 2009. The new figures could give more impetus to efforts to pass a jobs bill and to extend unemployment benefits. Analysts say such government help has kept even more people from falling into poverty. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Iran's president is reportedly pledging that two American men who've been in custody there for more than 2 years will be released soon. Shane Bauer and Josh Fatah were sentenced last month to 8 years in prison on espionage charges. This is NPR News from Washington. Federal authorities have announced a $150 million settlement against one of the nation's largest health care providers. Monica Miller of member station WBGO reports Maxim Healthcare Services was accused of defrauding Medicaid and Veterans Affairs programs.
Assistant Attorney General Tony West from the Justice Department's Civil Division says it's an injustice to taxpayers and the people who need medical care.
This type of fraud uses patients as pawns in a game of corporate greed that puts cash over care.
Investigators say Maxim received more than $2 billion in reimbursements from state and federal health care programs from 2003 to 2009. For NPR News, I'm Monica Miller in Newark, New Jersey.
In Arizona, officials say they're going to stop monitoring classrooms for English language teachers who have heavy accents, mispronounce words, or use poor grammar. NPR's Ted Robbins says that agreement avoids a possible civil rights lawsuit.
The issue involves teachers who are in classrooms with students still learning the English language. Arizona has an English language-only law. Other than foreign language classes, the law prohibits teachers from using Spanish language materials or instructing in Spanish. State classroom monitors have reported teachers with heavy Spanish accents or flawed pronunciation as violating the law. Anonymous parties filed a civil rights complaint saying that discriminated against Hispanics teaching English as a second language. The agreement with the federal government will leave the issue up to local schools and school districts. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Some 28,000 students in Tacoma, Washington will not be going to school today. Teachers there have gone on strike after working without a contract since the start of the month. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.